Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
More than a dozen of President-elect Trump's selections to run the nation's top agencies will take the hot seat on Capitol Hill, with a flurry of confirmation hearings starting Tuesday. That includes Trump's controversial choice to lead the Department of Defense, former Fox News host Pete Hegseth, who's come under fire for allegations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement while leading a veterans advocacy group. Hegseth denies the accusations.
We need a qualified individual in that job, and he just does not seem to have the qualifications.
Democratic Senator Mark Kelly, who sits on the Armed Services Committee, says he wants Hegseth's FBI background check to be made available beyond just the committee's leaders.
So I think it's in the nominee, Mr. Hegseth's best interest, if he wants to be confirmed for this job, for us to have all the information.
Well, he certainly has the qualities that we need to lead the Pentagon.
With Republican senators holding 53 seats, Majority Whip John Barrasso was asked on CBS's Face the Nation whether Hegseth has the votes.
Every senator gets to speak for themselves, and they will do that. The meetings have gone very well. Things are heading in the right direction.
What do you mean? He's sitting up and he's not drunk? What could that possibly mean? All right. So this is the week that the confirmation hearings, the clown car, the actual show begins. Tomorrow, actually, is the day that it begins. Now, I need for you to be an educated consumer of these hearings if you're going to consume any of these hearings. And the first thing you need to know, no FBI background checks were done on any of these people. Now, how is that a thing now that you put people into the National Security Council, or you make them National Security Advisor, or, you know, I mean, there's some that don't even need confirmation, but you would think that you would want a background check on anybody that's going to be anywhere near the President of the United States. But oh no, oh hell no, that is not what's happening here. Now, typically, this is what happens.
So typically, the presidential transition team, can ask the FBI to conduct a background check. And it sounds exactly kind of like what we do here. You go back and discuss, look through people's finances, talk to their spouses. It's kind of a wide range, and typically is a very exhaustive process. Yeah. But the key point here is that the client, the person who orders this background check, is the transition team. It is not Congress. So they can lay out what the parameters are in terms of which witnesses they can speak to, how thorough they want it to be. And I think that's where we're going to see some really potentially explosive conversations on Capitol Hill, because our indications from our reporting is that this background check has not contacted everyone that we would typically expect the FBI to contact. As of this morning, people who worked closely with Pete Hegseth or have been contacted by Congress about Pete Hegseth's behavior, they have not heard from the FBI. Oh. And so it's an indication that, even the very surface level of this has not, those conversations have not taken place. And those are people with really critical and important information about this nominee.
There have also been not just Republican, not just Democratic senators who say, I want to see the background checks, but Republican senators as well. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, they've all said to me in the halls, I want to see this before I make any decisions. How abnormal or normal is it for wide-ranging members of the committee, not just the chairman and the ranking member, to not have seen these background checks?
It is unprecedented.
Oh.
Generally, you would share, it's kind of a standard process. You would be briefed on what's in there. It would be kind of a pro forma thing. In this case, it's being kept very limited just to those two members. And again, they're just receiving a briefing from the Trump transition team. They're not hearing it directly from the FBI.
Okay, so there, Susie Wiles is saying what information she wants to brief Congress on with regard to, I don't know, our Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. Okay, so Here's what we know from public documents. Here's what we know from Pete Hegseth himself, okay? We know that he has promised to stop his excessive drinking if he becomes the Secretary of Defense. This is the only way he will stop his excessive drinking is if he becomes the Secretary of Defense. So we know that he has an issue around alcohol. So what are we supposed to hope and pray that the alcohol story about what it, causing cancer last week is true? I don't want it to be true. Do you? No. So we have that. We also know that he was in charge of two nonprofit veterans groups, and he mismanaged the finances of those two nonprofit veterans groups. So what could go wrong with the largest portion of the United States budget, almost $1 trillion in defense spending under him and the management of about 3 million personnel? I mean, if he mismanaged a not-for-profit, maybe the problem was he needs to manage for-profits. I don't know. I don't know what to say about this. And then the other thing we know about him is somebody accused him, or a couple people accused him. Not that we're familiar with the names, because nobody's, released any information or briefed Congress or the Senate or any, sexual assault. So here you have a problem in the military, a long, long-standing problem in the military of sexual assault, specifically of women, like one in four. And let's put Hegseth in charge of making sure that when you complain that you've been inappropriately raped, as if there was such a thing as appropriate, that it actually the chain of command is separate and apart from the investigatory. That's never happened. It's been proposed many times. It would help. I doubt that we'll see that. Also, he would like to return to the Confederate names of the military bases. Apparently, I mean, he's been saying that for a very, very long time. Now, the thing with the Confederate names of the military bases, just so you can have the information as an educated consumer, that was voted on by Congress. It overwhelmingly passed to get rid of Confederate generals' names or Confederate fighters' names and to be replaced. Donald Trump vetoed it, and Congress was able to override his veto. So there's enormous support for not having Confederate generals as the names of, like, Fort Bragg. Okay. And, today would be a very good day to let you know that the this is so sad. The Tulsa Massacre, Black Wall Street, the story of Black Wall Street? So the investigation into actually what happened has concluded now. There is a 123-page report documenting what happened in Tulsa with what they called the race riot. And it's brutal. It's ugly. I'm not through with it. I just, I wish I had more time today to read the whole thing. But basically, everything that people were told about it, that it was a black man's fault, that he was in the jail, and that other black people came to break him out of the jail, that's all a lie. None of it, one part of it is true. There was a black man in jail. And, there was an effort to find him innocent. There was an effort to disprove why he was in jail. And the, 10,000 white people in Tulsa, drunk. They were drunk. 10,000 white people, many of whom were drunk, decided to ravage like a 35-block area of Tulsa, Oklahoma, burning it, incendiary devices. I don't know. Some of it sounds like nothing new under the sun. Do you know what I mean? And other parts of it are just shocking and appalling. But here we are looking at whether or not we should make Pete Hegseth the Secretary of Defense. Because, of course, he would never, ever allow Donald Trump to use the U.S. military against American citizens in that weird way that in the 20s, 10,000 Tulsans were organized to attack Greenwood.
Thank you.